Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Let's play the ice cream game.
It's time for Free Beer's ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. Don't pull out his drumstick. That will make the guy scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Steve yells out taco. Okay.
It is time to play. Now, this game's very simple. The members of the show will take each other on one at a time, and I read a sentence, and then the two people playing will have to answer the quickest, but the answer also has to be plausibly accurate. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maitland, it's your birthday. You want to go first?
Sure.
Who do you want to play?
I'll play Steve.
All right. The biggest thing I can fit in my mouth is
salad. Donuts.
Steve said salad, which is fairly indecipherable
very,
size.
Very big salad.
Could be a small salad. Maitland said donuts. Could be a long gen.
I do struggle with salad sometimes, though. You can't ever cut it right.
Yeah.
You can't open your mouth real big. You cut your salad?
Do you use a fork and knife when you eat a salad?
I use a fork, yeah, but you can't.
Sometimes you use a knife.
Sometimes like, you have to. Yeah, if they don't shred it right.
Like a chicken Caesar or something.
They give you an entire leaf. Strips.
Oh, see, I'm one of those people that'll fold it up on my fork knowing that that's not going to fit in my mouth right.
and then I just shove
it in there.
I'm the same way.
Like when the trash can's too full and you know you can get one more bag in.
Yeah. Put your foot in there just to really cram it in.
I'm the same.
That's me with a salad.
I'll figure out how to get it in there.
Not a trash can. The salad. All right, I think that was a tie anyway. The high school superlative I hoped to win was...
Best dressed. Ooh, yeah, quick.
I didn't realize we were still going.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you should have been paying
attention. There was almost no indicators.
Shut up.
Maitland wins. Now Maitland versus Kelly.
Okay.
My favorite go-to insult is...
Your mama.
Picklehead.
I don't know. Kelly started first, but picklehead might have been more efficient. I'm not sure. Who won?
I said your mama.
Kelly said your mama.
Is that an insult?
Yeah.
Just your saying, mama. Your mama?
Yeah. Your mama. Absolutely.
Hey, sorry, Maitland. Kelly versus Hot Wings. The thing that offends me the most is...
Tacos. Cheese on tacos.
Wow. It was weird how you said what he said slower.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How are you offended by tacos? Make it racist.
Oh, boy.
That may not be a plausibly accurate statement.
I am offended by tacos because they remind me of vaginas, and those are naughty. Those have no place in our public schools.
Two things hot wings won't eat.
Do you treat your vaginas like tacos? You put a little hot sauce and onions and cilantro up in
there? American cheese.
I'm not afraid to get up in that taco. Hello, taco.
Hot wings versus Maitland. I refuse to blank unless I'm drunk.
A pee outside.
Pee. I can't say the same thing.
I like it when the answers come out like you're a game show host in the 1970s. Yeah. And now it's time you've won a night to pee outside.
I also like how Hot Wings said nothing. Like, you're limitless when you're drunk. You can do anything.
No, he's limitless without drinking.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even what Maitland said, like at my own house, I pee outside all the time.
See, sober me, I'm like, man, this is really my only option. Drunk me is like, I'll just go outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll leave next to a bathroom and go outside?
If it's full, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. A couple of our boys will ask when they're in the house, can I go pee by that tree out back? You are three steps from a bathroom right now, and it's raining, so go in there.
Oh, yeah.
1 second later, I see you in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Who won the last round? Oh, Maitland, because Hot Wings sat silently thinking, don't say murder.
There's nothing I won't do sober now.
Maitland and Steve. The crime I've committed most
murder
is...
Murder in the third degree. That's like the safe one.
You're not going to answer
at all? Jaywalking.
Okay. Maitland wins because that is implausible.
Yeah. You have never committed murder in the third degree.
Yep. What even is third degree?
I don't know. It's probably one of those fake murders where it's like,
you've been accused of fake murder.
You jump out and scare someone and then they faint and then die.
It's characterized by recklessness or inattention.
Yeah, exactly what I said.
It's a crime of passion in which an argument ends with one person dead.
So it's not premeditated in any way. It's just everything goes
haywire. That's not Steve. Steve would think about anything way too much first.
Yeah,
that's,
it would definitely.
You would research
very true.
It.
Yeah.
You would never just do it all willy-nilly or nilly-willy, as you say, where you're from.
Willy-willy.
If Steve ever kills a person, it's premeditated.
Kelly and Maitland, the weirdest place I've been drunk is?
My mom's bedroom.
Play.
No limits for where Maitland's been drunk.
Have you been drunk at a school play?
I probably pre-gamed one of my sisters or something before.
Okay, it's not like when you were
tailgated in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we did that. My sister was on homecoming court her senior year. She could have been queen. So me and my dad, we stopped at the gas station on the way and got styrofoam
tall boys
cups
or something,
and then poured tall boys in them and walked around.
Oh my God.
Why wasn't she queen? Did something go bad? Was there a scandal?
No, there's just four other ladies that also were in the running.
Less fun. All right, Maitland versus Hot Wings. My favorite drinking game is?
A waterfall.
Is that a drinking game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How does that work?
You have a can of whatever, beer, whatever you got, and then you have a deck of cards that you put in a circle around it, and each of you draws a card, and each card is like a different thing, like can't say that one. Eight is date, so you pick somebody. So every time, like, I would have to drink, Steve would have to drink if he was my date. Mm-hmm. Or seven is heaven, so you draw seven, you point to the sky, and the last person who points to the sky has to drink. And, like, each card just has different rules. But once you do the card...
I haven't played that in so long, and I want to play so badly right now.
Once you do the card, you stick it under the tab of the can.
Yeah.
And then if the can cracks, you have to drink it. Like whoever,
this feels like a lot of rules to remember.
Yeah, it's one of those games. It's one of those
games. If the can cracks,
like the tab.
If you pop the tab,
because you're putting card after card after card underneath.
Oh, under the tab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're the person
under the can, and I'm like, I don't understand.
No, I think it's one of those games that has everyone plays it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because we played it, but we called it Kings.
Yeah. King's Cup.
Yeah. And it was the waterfall. Oh, I love the waterfall.
Oh yeah, I think Ace is waterfall. So like, if free beer draws it, you start drinking. We all start drinking at the same time. Steve can't stop drinking till you stop. Kelly can't stop till Steve stops.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Like, so the last person could get really screwed.
Complicated drinking game we played where I grew up is to take a keg to the field by the Twin Bridges and then drink until someone's self-lifted 4x4 accidentally ran over someone who was passed out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when you did the upside down kickstand keg stands.
That's what they call them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I learned it as a name now.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.